everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello, and welcome back to How Rude, Tanneritos. I'm Andrea Barber.
And I'm Jody Sweetin.
I am so stoked for today's minisode. Oh, I've been looking forward to this. This is my day. It has arrived.
It is your time to shine and to retell in sort of the great oral traditions of yesteryear how your NKOTB cruise was, because it's obviously of that standard.
Yes, and it you're is, not the only one it wondering.
It is a sacred trip that you make every year. I haven't even gotten to ask you about it because I knew we were doing a minisode about it. So I was I don't want to ruin any of the surprises. Ah. I just want to be here strapped in, going along for the ride, just like the audience. I will have questions because I don't, you know this, I don't know anything about NKOTB
other than
Joey McIntyre and the Wahlberg one.
the Wahlberg one. Donnie.
Right. Marky Mark's the other one. Well, not Mark Wahlberg, whatever. Okay. But I feel awful. I don't remember any other names. I know
time.
They had
okay.
Hangin' Tough, and that's about where I drop off at their discography. So,
I
am like a newbie to this. Please explain all the lingo, all of the like weird traditions that you guys have, because I'm sure that there are many. Here we go.
Let's
Andrea Barber, take it away. New Kids on the Block Cruise 2023. And go.
Well, technically, this is a question from Megan in Woodlands, Texas. So I want to give her credit for this question.
Yes.
Megan asks, Andrea, you told us you were going on the NKOTB cruise, and now I want to hear all the details as a fellow fan. How was it? It was amazing. Okay, well, first, just a tiny bit of history. So New Kids on the Block have been chartering cruises since 2009. So it's been over 10 years that they've been chartering cruises. This particular one was their 12th cruise. And I've only been on 6 of them, guys. So I'm not even like the most experienced blockhead, which is what we call the New Kids on the Block fans. We're all blockheads. It's a big sisterhood.
Got it.
But yeah, I started going on these cruises. My first one was in 2013. And I have this group of girlfriends, these wonderful women that we travel from all different parts of America. We're from Connecticut and Arizona and Atlanta, and we all meet once a year in Miami and set sail with NKOTB for 4 nights and 4 days, and it's just a dream come true. It's so
now,
fun.
Is it, okay, my question, is it only New Kids fans on the cruise, or is it like they're mixed in with other people who are like, oh my God, what's happening on the Lido deck at 7 p.m.? Or is it everyone's in? Oh,
no, no, no. This is just New Kids on the block.
An entire cruise ship full of New Kids fans. Okay.
Yes, it's 3,000 blockheads.
Oh my God.
The five members of NKOTB and then their management.
How do they survive? Like, how are they not ripped to pieces? You know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine they can just walk out anywhere.
They have a very, very qualified security team that takes care of them.
Right. And they're probably like seven decks above anywhere that's accessible.
Oh, the fans know. The fans know they're on deck seven. Like, they know the exact hallway, which is blocked off with security, too. I mean, we're women in our 40s, but that doesn't mean we behave well all the time. No, I mean, I'm not speaking for myself. Well, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm known to behave myself. So that's, nothing I can relate to. Okay, but, so
it's
all 3,000 blockheads.
3,000 blockheads.
You guys all get on the ship.
We all get on the ship and everybody, it's like being in middle school again because everybody's wearing their swag. They've got like their Joey McIntyre button. They've got door decorations. They bring all of their supplies from Joann's and are just like decorating their doors with posters or interactive displays. Like they go all out. There's an
interactive display? What?
Yes.
I need to know, what does an interactive display on a New Kids but like does Joey like pop out in 3D and like kiss your hand or something and sing to you, like is that what happens? Does it light up?
That would be a popular one. No, a lot of them are like photo booth type things, so they'll have like somebody built the doll box that the New Kids on the Block dolls used to come in. And it was like a life-size doll box, and you kind of walk into it and take your picture and walk out.
So okay, got it. Sort of like the NSYNC one that they did for the
Yeah, it's like that. But the one, the display that I'm always like, I'm always a few doors down from this particular set of cruisers.
They do the same display every
time.
They have
the last 2 years, so I don't know if they've done it more than that.
This
but
tells
I,
me
I,
that there was a serious investment in this. Because if they've done it 2 years in a row, it's because that shit wasn't cheap. Okay,
right.
What is it?
So it's a tribute to Jonathan Knight and his HGTV show called Farmhouse Fixer.
Okay.
John is a big old farmer. He's a real estate guy and he flips houses and loves to renovate them.
Okay.
That is like his, that's his life. New Kids on the Block on the side, but he's really like this farmer builder dude. So they do their door as a dedication to John and Farmhouse Fixer. So it's all decorated like a farm. And then they have like a tractor, like a 3D tractor that's outside the door. And a life-size like plush doll of John with an automated voice recorder that says, hi, I'm John Knight.
That's horrifying, Andrea. That's terrifying.
And
I'm
I hear this.
That's scary. Wait, what do you mean?
Walks by, it says, hi, I'm John Knight.
I know, that's scary. What do you mean a life-size doll?
It's like an inflatable scarecrow. No, it's like I don't know, but it looked to me like it's something they had assembled. It's not a blow-up doll, but it's like
a mannequin?
A stuffed, it was more like a, just like a life-size something, and then they like paste his face.
Okay.
Like a cutout
like
of his
cutout.
Face.
Right. Okay.
So, I mean, it's not like super, professionally designed.
I was like thinking that it was like in the shape of like a human, like it was a really scary wax figurine. That's what I was picturing.
No, he looks like the scarecrow. Like, he looks like a stuffed scarecrow, but with John Knight's face on it.
Yeah, that's better.
But the motion activated voice, every time somebody walks by this door all night, hi, I'm John Knight.
I'd be like, I'm sorry. We need to have some hours on Mr. Knight.
Where we need
Mr. Knight
quiet
needs to
hours.
Go night. Yes. because it's all night with Mr. Knight and I'm done. Yeah.
So yeah, there's just all these traditions. People bring banners from people fly in from Australia, from Japan, from the UK, like they fly in from all over. And so they have their banners with their country flags and they hang it on the Lido decks. You're like, oh,
okay.
There's the Denmark contingency.
It's like the UN of NKOTB. UNKOTB. Oh my God. Yes, UNKOTB.
Hey now, you watch.
And that you can give me credit for that.
I'm going to pass that on and give you credit.
UNKOTB. And it's It's just all of, they send their delegates and pass resolutions and things.
And there's actually, okay, so they do theme nights every night on the Lido deck.
A theme beyond New Kids?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, it's very specific.
I don't know. I'm here to educate. Yes.
I'm here to educate.
Okay.
So the every cruise, the last night is always the same theme. And it's called GPS night. And so it's like, dress where you're from. You know, dress like something that symbolizes where you're from. Which for the Americans, it usually just means like a sports jersey from wherever you live. Like the Lakers jersey or whatever.
Or someone dressed up as the Statue of Liberty.
Yes, yes. Or people get very creative.
That giant ball of twine that's somewhere in Middle America. No, which is probably not it.
Well, what I usually wear is I dress up like a worker from In-N-Out, which I realize now In-N-Out, the burger franchise, that's not just, now they've expanded to Arizona and Texas and stuff, but I would dress like a worker, like with the red apron.
Right.
The big safety pin in the back and the little paper.
I mean, that's still a pretty California.
It's still a pretty California thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But my point being that GPS night is great because everyone dressed, like if you're from a country that's not the USA, they dress in, you know, something that symbolizes their country. And so you're right. They're like delegates walking around.
Oh, my
God. Except they're drunk instead of, you know, serious professionals. But
yeah, I think you're giving a lot of people a lot of credit. But I mean, I've been in New York during UN week and it feels very much the same. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's great. Like the Canadians will dress as Mounties. You know, some people just wear their country flags like a cape, and it's fantastic. It's so fun.
That's GPS night.
What are
the other nights?
Okay, well, let me go in. I'll go in chronological order. Let me just kind of lay this
yeah,
out.
Yeah, just lay it out. Give me a schedule.
I'm going to give you the itinerary right now. So it starts, the cruise starts on a Thursday afternoon, and it starts with the sail away party. And that's when literally, like, they blow the horn and we sail away from Miami.
I mean, that was pretty self-explanatory.
But all 3,000 people are gathered on the Lido deck.
Right. Okay, right.
It is probably a fire hazard or something, but it's like all of us are crammed in there like sardines.
Right.
And just waiting for the guys to appear. Like this is the first time we're going to see the New Kids on the Block come out and wave to everyone. But first we have to do the oath. Donnie Wahlberg leads us in the oath, the sail away oath every year, which I don't have it memorized. Sorry, you know, everybody.
I don't care. I need at least a rough
It's basically like, hey, he knows that we're a lot of like women who are moms and have jobs and we sacrifice a lot of our lives for other people. And this cruise is our time.
Okay.
And it's like, it's like rah, rah. He gets the crowd all pumped up.
I mean,
we're all yelling. We're all excited. And then the five guys walk out and wave and the music is pumping and we're sailing away.
So basically the oath is like, what happens on the cruise stays on the cruise. And you have earned the right to enjoy yourself.
And you've earned it, yeah. You've earned the right to just, you know, let your hair down and just let loose for 4 nights and not worry about anything else in the world. It's great. There's nothing like it.
The sail away party.
So that's the sail away party. And then later that night, they do a game show.
Okay.
The New Kids will do a game show and they bring some fans up on stage.
Okay.
And they do a different game show every year. And this year they did Family Feud.
Okay.
It's usually a hot mess. Like it's like there's disorganization and but it's funny. It's all about going off script. The guys are so good going off script and just ad-libbing and making fun of things.
Right.
And so game show is always a super, super fun,
fun
night. And then later that night, the first night, the Thursday night, the first theme night this year, it was like the gala night, the dress up night.
Oh, okay.
And you had to dress up in the colors of their album, their first album since they reunited in 2008, that album was called The Block. You know, get all fancy. It's just so great because people really like, they'll bring out gowns. I think most of us are not wearing heels at this point because walking on a moving ship in heels that's not my cup of tea.
No.
But dress up night is great. So, the guys always look fantastic and hot in some sort of tuxedo cummerbund situation. This year they wore sparkly rainbow jackets
Love it. Okay.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
Okay. Love a good gala.
So that's day one.
That's busy. I mean, it takes off in the afternoon and you're doing sail away party, game show, and gala.
And the gala. And it these parties don't start till like 11 p.m. Like that's
I'm
when they start.
Too old for that.
I know.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And you know me, I like to go to bed at 8 o'clock.
I know. But, how do you survive this?
Well, I have the advantage because I fly in from the West Coast. So since I'm on
true.
West
so
Coast
right,
time,
right.
I can actually make that's it true. Usually until about 2 a.m. That's usually when the Lido parties end. Although right. Donnie Wahlberg has his after parties that go till 6 a.m. Like,
really?
Man, he doesn't sleep. Donnie Wahlberg does not sleep for 4 nights. Wow. I don't know how he survives this. Like, cause he's
that's
over 50 years old now. And I'm just like, how are you?
Quite I can't interesting by the end of those 4 days.
Oh, he's loopy, but fantastic. And right. just always giving 140% easily.
Right. Okay. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm sure every one of our listeners can attest that we all carry around different stressors, both big and small. And I carry around quite a few of them myself.
I know when I bottle up my problems and emotions, it can start to have a negative effect in my day-to-day life. Therapy is my safe space where I can get things off my chest and figure out how to solve the things that are weighing me down.
Seriously, therapy is an amazing tool to help you be the best version of yourself. And whether you're aiming to set new boundaries, something that is sometimes missing in our episodes, or learn positive coping skills, or learn to heal from trauma, therapy can help.
With BetterHelp, all you need to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/howrude today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/howrude.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene!
Eugene Fodor!
Gene, was booted!
Much of the joy you will find on the road comes from the person you share it with.
So you write the books, Gene, and Vlastar on the business. I understand now. It is a wise man who marries a wiser woman.
But be careful and choose your travel partner well, because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
Get down!
I'm not stupid, Gene. Something is going on, and it's high time you tell me the truth.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
So travel before it's too late. Your money will return, your time won't, and we're all too quickly approaching that final destination.
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have breakfast with the blockheads?
No, there's no, but no, everybody's sleeping in.
That's true. If you guys are up till 2 a.m. and drinking, yeah. No one's getting up for breakfast.
We're sleeping in, but then the next day is the island day. That's when we go to Half Moon Cay or Half Moon Key.
Okay.
I don't know how you pronounce it. I'll just say Half Moon Cay because that's how we were pronouncing it then. But it's a private island for Carnival.
Right.
The ship that we were on. And so we have the island all to ourselves. It's great. You go.
Oh, nice.
You go. We're sitting on our lounge right. chairs. It's hotter than hell because it's so humid and crazy.
Oh, no,
so
it.
It's like
I
we just spend
it.
A lot of time in the water usually because the water is a great temperature, beautiful
right.
color. At some point they bring out the New Kids on the Block on a little tender, one of those little boats.
Right.
And they're waving to their crowd and they come in and everyone parts in the sea, like the Red Sea.
Oh my God.
And the guys come on the beach and then they have beach games. They're separated into five
okay.
different teams, one for each new kid.
Right.
And they do beach games. I've never participated in these games. I have no desire to. In fact, I don't even really watch these beach games because it's so hot. I'm usually in the shade somewhere on a lounge chair.
What sort, like volleyball or like what sorts of games? Like, or like quiz games and stuff?
No. It's like physical games. Okay, so it'll be like a tug of war or it's all, again, it's always very disorganized and confusing, but that doesn't matter. It's all just about having fun out there.
I mean, that is the theory of my life.
Exactly. So that's the beach day. It's very relaxing. Everybody gets back on the boat around 5 p.m. and it's time to get ready for the concert. The guys throw like a full concert on the ship. God,
after being outside in the sun all day, I'd be exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. They have stamina. These guys are like, this is it. 4 days. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah. No, I mean, when you're working, you do it.
You just do it, Well, and they also, they have like IVs, like their team brings IV hydration packs and IVs
I'm sure
for them.
They're
taken care of. So yeah, it's a concert and it's great because they do two different concerts because they can't fit the entire 3,000 of us in the theater room. So it'll be, 1,500 on one night and 1,500 on another night, but it's great because it's a small...
Yeah.
It's a small venue. And so you're like right up close to the guys and they come out in the audience and they sing to us or they put the microphone in front of your mouth and, so you get to sing along. It's great. It's always one of my favorite concerts just because it's such a wonderful up close experience.
Right. Okay.
And it's cool. You're like, you can feel the ship rocking and you're like, woo, you're like, is that the alcohol or is that the ship? Oh, maybe both. I don't know. but it's great. Yeah. They put on a full concert. Which is usually like some version of the tour that they did last year. And it's always a great time. Love it. Always love it. A good night. And then later in the night is the next theme night is rodeo night. So everybody's dressed as cowboys.
Okay.
Which is not, a cowboy hat is not, it's not easy to travel with a cowboy hat.
Well, you have to get a particular box to put them in.
Yeah, who's got room? Travel. Who's got room for all this? And in a cruise ship cabin too. It's not a lot of space.
You've been on six of these things. You've obviously figured it out.
I've got it down to a science.
But now my question is there a reason it's a cowboy night? Is one of them a cowboy, or is this just a good theme to pick?
Well, sometimes the themes are random.
Okay.
But I believe they chose rodeo night because the New Kids had performed just a couple months ago at a rodeo.
Okay, got it.
And so I think that was the tie-in. If not, it's just rodeo night.
I mean, that's fine. Theme nights are always good. I just wondered if it was like tied into a particular thing.
No, well, sometimes yes, sometimes no. This time I would say yes.
Got it.
But that's always a good time. And this is always the moment where Joey McIntyre decides to do a costume change.
Oh.
And so he went backstage and he came out and he came out and he's wearing his underpants. Like he's wearing underpants and he's carrying a guitar and he has a cowboy hat on, like the naked cowboy.
So when he's
carrying the guitar, you can't tell that he's got underpants on. But I was like, oh, that's Joey McIntyre in his underwear. Of course, this is the moment he chooses to come over and say hi to me. And I'm like, I can't talk to you. I can't look at you. You're in your underpants. I had to avert my eyes.
So many things I love about this. One is underpants. Two, the visual that I'm getting on this is just incredible.
It's a sight to behold.
And this is amazing. So that's the same night as the concert, or that is the concert?
Yeah. No, that's not at the concert. That's the Lido party.
That's the Lido party after the concert.
Oh, good God.
This is too much.
Stamina. You need so much stamina to be a participant on the cruise.
Now I get why you're like, oh my God, I'm come back from the cruise. I'm like, it's a cruise. You're lame. No, you are going. Rodeoing and beaching and concerting and underpantsing. Okay.
My first cruise, I only slept 9 hours total over
That's
four
not
nights.
Good for you.
No, I'm 10 years older now, so I can't do that anymore.
That's true. But I mean, look, I'm not one to talk about not sleeping for days. So, yeah. So that's night two.
So that's night two. That's
17 activities already. My God.
So it's packed. I'm telling you, it's packed.
Hello! Acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion,
Rosie. Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table, because geek culture is pop culture, and we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the next day is just a day at sea, and it's pretty quiet for the most part, because this is when the guys do their photo op. They take photos with every single person on the cruise.
Okay.
Which is an 3,000 people. Yes. And it's in groups of 10, so they kind of, you know, have it very organized. So, you know, you're not wasting a whole bunch of time.
So that's like 300 pictures.
It's a lot. They spend—
That's like what we do at a 90s con.
Well,
we do that.
But this isn't on the heels of doing a concert and a beach game. Well, beach
that's
games
true. I mean, can you imagine?
Entertaining people on the Lido deck until 2 a.m. Yeah. There's a lot of waiting around, a lot of nerves, making sure your makeup looks good. So this photo is perfect. So that's most of the day.
Otherwise, you'll have to wait till next year to get a perfect photo.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. Exactly. And so, and for some people, for a lot of people actually, this is the only chance where
that's
they get face-to-face contact.
That's
with
true.
Every single new kid, you know, for a lot of it,
that's
it's just,
true. A lot of
it depends
just
on, are you walking through the same hallway as this new kid at a particular time?
Right.
A lot of it's just chance, but this is, the photo op is the chance for everyone to say hello and hug each new kid. So
got it.
I get it. It's important.
Oh yeah. It was like when we did the 90s con with the whole group photo, people were losing their mind at all of this.
Yes,
the same
exactly.
Awesome.
And it's quick and it goes super fast and you don't remember anything once.
Okay.
It's over.
So day three and then it's photo day.
Photo day, and then that night, the theme of that Lido party was album cover night. So you had to dress like an album cover of your choice. It didn't have to be New Kids on the Block.
I was going to say, like any album cover?
It could be
like,
anything.
Could
someone came as the Nirvana baby, like the Nirvana cover with
the baby. Yeah, yeah.
Someone was holding the background, like the watery background up behind.
God, that's amazing.
They walked around like that all night. And the people go all out on these costumes.
What was yours?
Oh, mine was a little niche. I don't know if everyone's going to to know this because it's a fake band.
You're on a New Kids on the Block tour cruise. It's all, it's very niche. We're in the niche of the niche.
Yes. So we decided to recreate this spoof, this commercial. It's a commercial for AAA that was performed by Joey McIntyre, Joey Fatone, Nick Lachey, and Wanya from Boys to Men.
Right.
And it was a commercial for the insurance company, but they all dressed in white like they were a band, right? Called Boys No More. And it was a spoof on boy bands.
I think
I
remember
this. And
girls
screaming for them. And there's a tour bus that says, you know, Boys No More. And somebody asks Joey Fatone for his autograph. And instead he writes like AAA insurance rates on it, right? Instead. It's hysterical. So we're like, we're going to be Boys No More. We're going to dress like them. So we got our all-white denim outfits.
Yes.
We had little name tags that, like AAA name tags, right, with each of our names. And we even printed out like laminates, like those all-access laminates, right, with the Boys No More, their album cover on it. Like it was so
that,
well that planned.
That is
out.
Very niche, but incredibly creative. And I like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate the effort gone to with that one.
I don't know if everyone knew who we were. We kind of had to explain it. And a lot of people thought we were Backstreet Boys and like the,
oh,
they,
right,
they did
the
a bunch of videos with
era,
the all white,
right,
denim. Yeah, but we're, yeah, like, no, we're Boys No More. So that was ours. But the New Kids came out that night. They replicated their Christmas album cover. So they legit put on Christmas sweaters. They got on a damn Christmas sleigh and someone pushed them out into through the Lido deck.
Oh my God.
And they were throwing like fake snowballs on everyone and recreated the same pose. Joe had his same like big smiley face. This album is from the 90s and they're recreating it.
That's
it
hilarious.
So hysterical.
It's like the awkward family photos when people recreate them.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's
great. So fun.
Okay. So that was Lido party. That was night number three. And then day four and you guys are heading...
Day four is the wrap up. This is the day that I did my own meet and greet. This was not a formal, right, or official thing, but in order to manage the number of people, like there's a big crossover between Full House fans and New Kids on the Block fans.
Sure, I was going to say.
So
like,
I'm also on a boat with 3,000 Full House, right, fans, you know, more or less. So in order to manage these crowds, and I don't want, like, if I don't want to stop a million times for selfies,
right,
and
right,
it creates like a blockage and people can't, right, get by and it's distracting from the other events. So I said, okay, look, I'm going to have a dedicated time to do selfies and it's going to be on,
sure,
Sunday in the atrium from 1 to 3, come by, and chat, hang out, take
super
a picture.
Super smart. Yeah.
That we were there for 2.5 hours. The line was so, it went up the staircase around and around, like, the blockheads love to line up. They love to form lines.
They were like,
and
they
wait,
didn't even know what they were in line for.
Yeah,
they got
just
a team.
Like,
were
hey,
like, I had no idea if there was going to be a New Kid or a Backstreet or a
yeah,
Full House. I don't know
or,
what's coming.
Or a Gibbler. Yeah. You never
or
know.
Or a Gibbler, right.
But yeah, they were so kind. And they were like, thank you for doing this. And I'm like, no, thank you for waiting in this line to just say hi to me and take a selfie. And they were very kind and very appreciative. And that made me feel really good. And I think it was
I
a good
that.
Way to kind of set boundaries so that
yeah.
everyone could enjoy the cruise.
And you'd be like, I'm doing it, but just not right now. So you can
yeah.
enjoy yourself, but know that, you know, people will still get to have their moment too, which is, yeah,
exactly.
I like that. I respect that.
It worked out. It was a good balance this year. So I'm very happy about that.
So now is there a sailing in party? Since you have a sailing away party, there is
there
sailing
is.
Back?
There is.
First, I've had, well, how did I know?
Of course there is. Well, first, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Joey McIntyre does do his Joe show on the last night of the cruise. So
the
he'll
Joe
come out.
Show. Got
the
it.
Joe show. It's just him doing, you know, some cover songs or his own
yeah,
songs.
Yeah.
He had a guitar player with him, Sean,
oh, awesome.
Who he's been touring with this summer. He wants to do 50 Joe shows this year.
Oh, good.
Because he turned 50 years old.
Yeah, okay.
In December of last year. So this was one of his Joe shows. He performed on the cruise, which was fantastic. Always love Joe. He's my favorite, in case you couldn't tell.
I have been aware of this for many years.
So yeah, so the last night is the GPS night, which—
Oh, that's right,
know,
GPS night,
that's
right?
That's when the UN delegates come,
right?
They come
Everyone,
out.
Right.
And they stay up all night. This is a party that doesn't end. It doesn't end at 2 o'clock. Like the DJ,
it just keeps
the new
going.
Kids.
You just
it,
go.
Literally, you, until you are floating into Miami and the sun is coming up, you can see all of the buildings in Miami still have the lights on because it's dawn.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know that time of day well.
You do. and I've actually never made it that far. I, you know, the latest I've made it is like 4 a.m. Yeah. This year I went to bed early at 2 a.m.
Oh, there you go.
But from what people tell me, it's just magical. Just it's everyone is emotional. They're hugging each other. You know, for a lot of us, this is the only time we get to see these particular friends. And so it's a special, special, bittersweet night.
Like adult summer camp sort of thing. I love
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It is. It's fantastic.
I have a much greater appreciation and understanding of the New Kids on the Block cruise now. And also, my dudes, hats off to y'all for keeping up with that kind of a schedule. I get it. When we're in work mode, when I'm in work mode, it's like you're not, you're just like a robot and you're just going and going and going. And then you get to the end of the week and you're like, I think I'm collapsing. So I'm sure that they do the same thing. But yeah, what a great fun time. And I love this for you. I love that you go and do this as often as you do. And like that you have this group of friends and this fun little very, and it's not even niche, but like what a fun, you know, yearly thing that you get to do. So I love that for you.
Oh, it's very special. Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people make fun of us for being in our 40s, still chasing this boy band around. But you know
what? I build Legos in my 40s, okay? Please.
It's hard to describe exactly.
Find your joy.
It is pure, unadulterated joy. It's a feeling that you don't experience very often after the age of, you know, 13, 14, 15.
Right.
And this brings us right back to our youth. You know, I felt exactly the same giddiness that I felt at 13 listening to their songs. And here I am at sea, stuck at sea with the New Kids, feeling all of those same emotions and experience that with 3,000 other women who are feeling the exact same way. And it's very
special. You know what? We all need to find the things that make us happy and bring us little sparks of joy wherever and whenever we can, because sometimes the world feels like it's a lot. So I am so glad that you have this for yourself. I do have a question, though.
Oh, sure.
For the UNKOTB, is there like a Ken delegate that, you know what I mean? Is there like a small male is there a delicate delegate that arrives on behalf of NKOTB? I mean, I can't imagine that it's all, I would imagine it's like 99% women, but then there's probably a small section of maybe gay men and then like three straight guys.
Well, you would think, but you'd be surprised how many men are on this cruise. And
true.
Yes, it is predominantly it's predominantly women.
I mean, they're just like, this is a great place to meet women.
Well, a lot of them are husbands. A lot of women will bring their husbands.
Yeah, they're like,
And these husbands have now become fans of the show. But then there's other guys who are just fan, like they're just random guys that are there with their friends and no embarrassment.
Again, find your joy.
Yeah, find your joy
and
own it.
If you are a male NKOTB fan, if you're a brony, I don't know, do your thing. You know what I mean? Whatever you want to do, have fun and like just enjoy it. Because
live your life.
It's too short, man. It's just enjoy it. Go on the cruise. Sing Hangin' Tough.
Yep. Laugh until your cheeks hurt and sing until...
See Joey McIntyre in his underwear with a guitar. Oh. I don't know. Do whatever you're going to do.
Wow. Just,
that's it. That's all
there
is.
It's the best. And a lot of people were like, hey, when is Jody Sweetin? When are you going to do How Rude live from the ship?
How Rude Cruise.
Well, I said, I don't know if I could get Jody on the New Kids cruise, but yeah, Cruiseritos. How Rude Cruiseritos?
I would be willing to potentially go on the New Kids cruise as like a social experiment, as like a thing that I am like, this is so not my scene.
No.
And be like, but I'm going in, like go on, like deep undercover. Like I'll give that lady down the hall with the Jonathan Knight talking stuff thing.
Ooh.
I'll give her a run for her money.
You will? Oh my God.
No,
you could be like an unhinged fan. You could be a nutter.
I could just be unhinged. That I can do. That, you know what I mean? I'll just start there and then whatever happens. But yeah. Or we do a How Rude Tanneritos cruise, a Full House cruise.
We got big plans, man.
All I know is I better start sleeping now, because if we're keeping the kind of schedule that they are, I'm not ready. So
start sleeping now. You got a year.
I'm going to do that. In fact, I'm going to go do that right now, actually.
Yay.
All right. Well, everybody, make sure you check out our Instagram at How Rude Tanneritos. You can send us messages on there. Send us in your fan questions so we can answer more in our mini-sodes. Also, you can email us at howrudepodcast@gmail.com. And we will see you next time on How Rude Tanneritos.
Outro. Okay, do you want to take it? I'm happy to be your pinch hitter at any time.
I got it.
Okay.
The world is small, but the house is full.
See? Bam. You got it.
Bam. Boom. Now one, I forget it, but then I'm like, what? You need it? Oh, I got it right here. Boom. And just throw it down on the ground. I got it.
You're unpredictable. I like that. You're keeping it fresh.
Whatever happened to unpredictability? That's what I'm saying. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.